Welcome to your five for today. Security is a bigger consideration today than ever before. There is a greater need to be vigilant in so many respects that security is affecting our freedom and liberty. As a child, I was allowed to go places and to do things like play in a field at the back of the house or the park on my own without fear of harm and danger. Sadly today, mothers are frightened to let children go away from the house. Or if going anywhere, usually children need to be accompanied by an adult for their safety. We know that it is not advisable for young children to walk to school. And amusingly, cars have been seen with stickers saying, "Mum's Taxi." When you go to the big stores, the security guards are visible, dressed in uniforms, and sometimes with a baton hanging from their belts. Everybody these days are definitely safety conscious and security minded. Houses and cars are fitted with security alarms, which seem to often go off by mistake. We lock our cars after each journey. We all like to feel secure, especially during the night when we're asleep, so we take obvious precautions of locking doors and windows. It gives peace of mind and helps towards a good night's sleep. I visited someone in hospital last week, and I could not get out of the ward because there was a security lock on the doors. If you use a computer, you will know that everything is guarded by security passwords, which can be irritating when you want to get started. I get fraudulent messages and emails trying by devious ways to get into my bank account. All of us certainly need to be on our guard because of others with evil intent. It's when you go to the airport that you realize what a big issue security is and how serious a danger of terrorism. Policemen with machine guns and guard dogs are quite a frightening sight. Security officers make you take off your shoes and walk through metal detectors, and they x-ray your luggage, and you cannot leave your baggage unattended. Whether we like it or not, all this is now necessary to keep us safe. Stringent efforts are made to protect us and make us physically secure in this life, with good reason. There may be unseen dangers lurking, but how concerned are people today about eternal security? We might not like to think about it, but we must all know that we are not in this world forever. The Bible teaches us that there is life after death, that we all have to die and after this the judgment. Could it be true that we give every consideration to our safety in this life and not too much consideration for safety for the world to come? The Bible talks about eternal security and how it can be obtained. The holiness of God condemns my sin, but the love and grace of God can provide safety and security in the next world. The Son of God, Jesus Christ, died and rose again. What was the purpose in suffering when he was sinless? The answer is that he could provide safety and security for sinners who believe. This gives a heavenly insurance policy to those who look for eternal security. A few winters ago, the roof of my house, unknown to me, was leaking, and the weight of the water in the loft space eventually brought the ceiling down upstairs. A tradesman advised me that I probably needed a new roof. Although there was a terrible mess to clear up, I thought at least I was secure because the big expense would be covered by home insurance, which I had paid for many years. The insurance assessor came and announced that I was not covered on a technicality, and the eventual cost proved to be more than £4,000. The cost of the believer's salvation was the cross of shame of the Lord Jesus. The security that it brings includes forgiveness now, peace and joy, and assurance of future blessing in the security of the heavenly sanctuary. Thank you for listening, and may the Lord bless you.